12-year-olds Addie and Cassie Hempel live in Reno with their parents, Hugh and Chris, former high-tech workers who abandoned Silicon Valley for quieter times. Last fall, they found themselves back on the peninsula at Stanford when the girls were diagnosed with Niemann-Pick type C syndrome.
This disease takes otherwise normal, healthy children and, you know, it's a rapid neurological deterioration, and they turn into vegetables and die.
NPC, as it's known, is rare, but could hold the answers to much broader diseases. Matt Scott is a professor of genetics and bioengineering at Stanford.
What happens when you start getting Alzheimer's, or you start getting Niemann-Pick disease, or you start getting ALS, or any neurodegenerative disease, and there are many of them? Understanding any of them is going to help with insights into the others.
NPC causes an accumulation of cholesterol in the cells, affecting brain development. Kids sometimes can't hold their heads up. They have trouble with motor skills, walking, and talking.
These are tough problems to solve scientifically. It's not clear what's wrong. We know that something's broken. For a number of the diseases, including Niemann-Pick, we know exactly what component of the cell is broken, but we don't understand what those proteins do.
Can you sing Happy Birthday?
Happy birthday to me.
By studying kids like Addie and Cassie, researchers hope to get better insight into ALS and Alzheimer's, because the end result of all these debilitating diseases is the same, something mom Chris Hempel doesn't want to see for anyone's child.
We're not taking no for an answer. We're just not. And I expect that we'll find a cure. I hope it's in time for our kids, but there's other babies being conceived right now or being born, and I just don't want anybody else to have to step into the same medical nightmare that we've been faced with in the last 3 months.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.